Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we have two wonderfully anointed guests with us today.
I'm Joe Jordan from Shawnee, Kansas.
And I'm Ron Smith from Independence, Missouri.
And Joe and Ron are here to take part in our Holy Ghost seminar, meeting, school. I don't know exactly what to call it, but it is a wonderful time. And I'm not sure if we're going to archive these. We'll see. But I know that the CDs will be available and DVDs.
Great.
So you can get them from us. Now, what we're doing here is these two gentlemen were brought up, you might say, spiritually in Papa and Mama Goodwin's church, J.R. Goodwin and Carmen Goodwin. And I was with Brother Hagin, you know, for years. And Brother Hagin said there was a church that he went to past all other churches where the Holy Spirit was free and where the gifts of the Spirit operated. And when he went there, it would just flow out of him like a river. Other people, Howard Carter, I believe, said that at that church is where those gifts operated. Now, how long were you? Were you on the ministry staff?
Not together. Uh-huh. We were both on the staff. I was there, really, 10 years of training. I was 4 years on the staff as an associate. And then I left for 6 years, and then I came back after I was on the field for another 6 years and lived there. So I was in town half the time, and I really spent a lot of time then with Dad. My first stretch there, I call undergraduate, University of the Holy Spirit. And the second stretch was graduate study. But it was a great time. And Ron, you can tell them
were you there, Brother Ron?
Yes, I was there for a total of 13 years, and 7 of those years was as a trainee, learning all about the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. I was a Pentecostal lad. My mom and dad both ministers. And at the same time, though, my mom had gifts working in her, but she didn't know what they were. She didn't know how to utilize them. She didn't know how to take advantage of what God had given her. And I said, well, Mama, just you and Daddy just plan to take a vacation, spend a couple of weeks down here with us and go to the Goodwin's Church and let Dad and Mom train you. And that's exactly what happened. She went back to the church. My mom and Dad did, little church there in Mounds, Oklahoma. 30 full-time ministries came out of that church, 30 full-time ministries out of that little church because of the gifts of the Spirit and because of the wisdom that Dad Goodwin imparted to them. It's just he was an awesome man. She was an awesome woman.
You know, I knew Brother Goodwin, and, of course, he was dear friends with Brother Hagin. Now, Brother Hagin traveled full-time, and he was gone from his family 95% of the time. But he would drive. This is what he said, and Brother Hagin never said a word that he didn't claim that was not truth.
Right.
He said, I would drive 500 miles out of the way to pray with them.
Yes.
And the reason why is the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
Operating in the prayer life.
Yeah.
So we can't do without these gifts of the Spirit. As we're going, what was it like? You all just take it and talk about that church there or some of the things you learned.
Well, the excitement of it.
Mm-hmm.
That church was packed out for 19 years. Dad was there 21 years, and it took 2 years before it became packed out. And then it was just totally packed out Sunday morning, Sunday night. And they either had to bring in extra chairs or they were on the verge of it.
Even Wednesday night was full.
Every service. Yeah, Wednesday night, a great crowd too, but especially Sundays, mornings and evenings. And
well, one thing, Josephus, we expected the supernatural.
Yeah.
And we received the supernatural. You know, if you're going to church and you're not expecting anything, you're not going to get a whole lot. But there, we always received extraordinary benefits, either from the rich indwelling Word of God, which was in Dad, or from the rich indwelling Holy Spirit, which was in Mom, and it's a combination. They were unbeatable.
Yeah, right. Amen. Really, with an emphasis on, of course, an emphasis on the Word, too, but on tongues and interpretation of tongues. Those gifts just flowed in every service.
Well, Mom had so many mannerisms that she would utilize while giving out a tongue. And Dad would many times have his back turned, and she would be doing all the gymnastics and all of her different emotions.
Gestures,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Just drama.
Acting it out,
and he'd turn around and do the very same thing. He hadn't been watching her.
Well, now, here's an example of that. She had a handkerchief in her hand. She started speaking in tongues. She threw it down on the floor, picked it up, put it on her arm, and began to rub it. And Dad gave the interpretation. Now, he wasn't watching her. And he said, I could take you like an old rag and bring you out and throw you down. But he said, I don't treat my people that way. Instead, while they are down, I pick them up, put them over my arm, and caress them like a mother does her baby.
Hallelujah.
And the people knew that he had not seen
her
actions.
They could tell because he'd even have his back to her at times. And they knew, and those of us that knew them well, we knew they weren't rehearsing at home. You know, she wasn't saying, I'm going to give a tongue and I'll do this and I'll do that. And then he's taking notes and memorizes it. No, they didn't.
Right.
They didn't operate that way. It's just by the Spirit.
Absolutely. The anointing was at least a double anointing to any place I've ever been at in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And one night, while the anointing was so strong, Brother Hagin was going up one aisle and Dad Goodman was going up another aisle. Then they started backing up because of the power of God. People being slain everywhere in the spirit, but they collided and didn't know that the other one was near them. And when they did, there was an impact like thunder. I mean, you could hear the lightning just as it clashed. And all of a sudden, there were two or three rows just wiped out by the Holy Ghost. Now, this is extraordinary things.
Yeah.
These are portents and wonders. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I was born in Pentecost.
Tell them about the time the glory cloud came in.
Yes, and I thought because I was in charge of making sure that the air conditioning remained as it should have. And all of a sudden, I saw a blue smoke coming out of looked like the air conditioning vents. And I ran out to the old shack where we had a 25-ton Chrysler unit there that kept pumping the air in. And I thought, well, it's blown a gasket. It had blown them before. And I opened up the door, and it was humming like a kitty cat. And I got so ecstatically beside myself, I said, this is God. This is God. And when I ran back in the church, that glory cloud had almost filled the whole house. And people, the little kids started dancing, and as well as the old-timers and all in between. It was an awesome move of God that Sunday morning.
Yeah. Now, I heard this. I wasn't there. I was gone at that time. But I heard that half the people saw it and half didn't.
True.
Dad saw it and Mom didn't.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, what did it look like? Did you see it, Brother?
Yes,
you
saw it. It was a blue
what
haze.
What did it look like?
Blue haze. It looked like a type of a smoke. And that's why I thought, you know, that the air conditioning unit had blown. But it hadn't. And when it came back in there, those who saw it were just raptured. I mean, raptured in joy. Now, why Mom didn't see it, I don't know at that point. Because she's usually the first to see and know anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'd pick up things in the spirit quicker
right.
than Dad.
Right.
But, yeah. Now, my friends, I know we're talking about Mom and Dad Goodwin right now. I'll just add this, though. My friends in New Jersey, Ray and Carol Shannon, he goes in sometimes in the middle of the week and will see the glory cloud hanging around when they're not even having a service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rich.
That's still happening right now.
Oh, yeah. But, boy, the Goodwins, now they had the forerunner of all of the ministries today where couples minister in tongues and interpretation of tongues.
Actually, Brother John Osteen
received
the baptism with the Holy Spirit in their home.
I called their home the day he received.
Oh, you did?
I called 2 hours.
Now, that's Joel's father for some of you out there who don't know who Brother John is.
Joel Osteen's father, John Osteen.
2512 Revere's where he received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Tell about that.
Well, I called that day. And Mom was excited. She said a Baptist preacher was here about 2 hours ago and was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And, of course, we didn't dream what would happen with that Baptist preacher, you know. Now, also, Ron told me this. God told Pastor Osteen, John Osteen, to take off from one year. Now, see,
have a sabbatical, yes.
He was at Lakewood. Well,
now, did
he
tell her that through Sister?
No, the Lord just told Brother Osteen.
Just told him.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
But now, he pastored Lakewood for a short while, and then turned it over to another man. Mm-hmm. And the other man then messed up later in his ministry, and so Brother Osteen had to come back. But it was time that during that time he was on the field, I think.
Yes, he was.
God told him to take off. Now, an evangelist, Sunday's the big day for an evangelist, traveling minister. Some churches only want you on Sunday. God told him to be in Dad Goodwin's Sunday school class and services every Sunday for a whole year.
And they were.
And they were there.
And he obeyed.
In fact, Ron's daughter and Joel Osteen were in the nursery together.
Same age, 4 years old.
Now think about it, too. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is for power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you will receive dunamis. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, Brother Osteen, when he saw the baptism with the Holy Spirit and he came there and received, the power came on him to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that great church was built.
Yes.
Yeah.
The great Lakewood Church that we all remember when Joel was a boy.
Yeah.
But now...
Look at it.
Look at it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That comes from Holy Ghost power to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need the power of the Holy Ghost to do.
We've got to have it.
We have to have it.
If you don't have it, you're playing church.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about this. Of course, your ministry has been so rich on prayer here at Prayer Mountain and so on. But I thought about this. Think about the churches that don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, don't believe in tongues and so on. They have no intercession.
Yes. Awesome thought.
It is because we're out here, of course, when we have our prayer meetings. What would we do without praying in the Holy Ghost? Every Wednesday, we have a live prayer meeting that is streamed around the world, and people join us praying live right around the world. It's also archived. So because some of the people, let's say, in Australia, comes on 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they join us, you know, the next day. But it won't be long till we're over praying in tongues. And someone said to me that watched it, you are so brave to pray in tongues live on the web. And I thought, if you're going to pray and have a prayer meeting live, how could you not use the power of prayer that's in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost? He's the one that those prayers in Scotland, those prayers in all around the world, Singapore, everywhere, they join us from everywhere. He's in all of them. And he gives us that together, bless the Lord. So we're going to be back again tomorrow. We want you to be sure and join us as we talk about these gifts. I want them to talk too about tongues and interpretation and how important it is. So call your friends and have them listen in. And then don't forget that we do archive this. This is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we'll be waiting here for you tomorrow. And we say until then, shalom, shalom. Listen and learn. Amen.